Masechet Kelim, Perek Kaf Zayin, Mishnah Zayin, a piece of cloth could only become Tameh with Tumat Midras if it's 3 by 3 Tefahim. Here we'll discuss cases where something did become Tameh with Tumat Midras, let's say a Zav put his weight on it, and then the cloth became smaller than 3 by 3 Tefahim, so now it lost its Tumat Midras. The way Tumat Midras works is if a Zav puts his weight on a chair, then the object does not get the lower level of Tum'ah than the Zav. It doesn't go down a level. It doesn't transfer and then go down, but rather it becomes an Avha Tum'ah, same as the Zav himself. And like a regular Avha Tum'ah, if a person touches that item, then that person becomes a Rishon La Tum'ah. Or if let's say another Keli touches an Avat Tum'ah, that also becomes a Rishon La Tum'ah. Rishon is one level lower. Mishnah says, Habeged she'aragbo shelosha al shelosha v'timah midras. If somebody had a piece of cloth that he sewed together and it was 3 by 3 tefahim exactly, and it became tameh with tumat midras, v'hishlim alav et kol habeged, and he finished the entire cloth. He wove it to the size that he wanted to, and part of it was tameh with tumat midras, but that became the whole thing became tameh with tumat midras, because even the part that wasn't attached when it became tameh is now attached to that original section. Then he removed one thread of the original section, so now that original section that was tameh with tumat midras is less than 3 by 3 tefahim. Tahor min hamidras, the entire cloth becomes pure from Tumat Midras. If the original part of it loses any part of it, if it's 3 by 3 exactly and some of it now is detached, it's lower than the minimum size, even though the new section that's with it became Tameh with Tumat Midras as well, it only became Tameh because it's attached to the first section, which was 3 by 3. But now that it's not 3 by 3, all of it becomes pure. Aval Tameh Maga Midras, but the entire cloth is Tameh as a Rishon because it was touching a Midras. In other words, the two sections touched each other, and they all now were Tameh with Tumat Midras. When the original 3 by 3 section lost part of its width or length, and now it's less than 3 by 3, the whole thing now lost its Tumat Midras. But what we do say is the original part was Tameh with Tumat Midras. The secondary part that got attached to it now touched that. So even though now it's not going to become Tameh with Tumat Midras as well, it still touched something that was Tumat Midras, and therefore it becomes a Rishon as well. In the last case, after the original section became Tameh, the cloth was then added to, it was complete, and the thread was removed. In the next scenario, let's say differently, after the original cloth became Tameh, the thread was removed, and then the cloth was completed. If somebody made a cloth that was 3 by 3 tefahim, and then it became tameh with tumat midras, and then he took away one thread from that original section, so now it lost its tumat midras. Then he finished the entire cloth. Tameh maga midras. The entire cloth is tameh as a rishon because it touched a midras, something that touched a midras becomes a rishon. So now you have to think internally about the 3 by 3 beged that we're talking about. Even though it lost some of that 3 by 3 measurement, and now it's not tameh with tumat midras anymore, all of those individual threads touched something that was tameh with tumat midras internally within that 3 by 3 square. So they now become tameh with maga. They touched a midras. Something that touched a midras becomes a tameh itself in some capacity as a Rishon. So the original section is a Rishon, and now whatever's getting attached to it, not the original part, but whatever's getting added to it after the piece of cloth lost its Tumat Midras, it also becomes part of the Rishon. It's getting added to a Rishon, so it becomes part of the Rishon as well. And even though it never was in touch with something that was Tumat Midras, because the item was diminished. It became smaller before these additional pieces became attached to it. So therefore, it only is a Rishon.